All right, so soon coming to our screens is the Harry Potter reunion after the 20th anniversary of the first movie, which is pretty exciting. All the original cast are getting back together.
Luna Lovegood.
I'm glad it's on the first as well, because we'll be very hungover after New Year's Eve. Yeah. That'll be the most feel-good, wholesome content.
Won't it? Yes. They're all doing things, and Emma Watson's changing the world. Oh.
Yeah, and wholesome on-screen, but it would seem as though wholesome off-screen as well. So there is an Instagram page. I don't know how to pronounce it, but maybe Deuxmoi, D-E-U-X-M-O-I.
Sure.
Who often has, like, behind-the-scenes gossip. It's kind of a gossip kind of a page. Yeah. And they have got a series of text messages from people who are apparently behind the scenes in the filming of this, giving us a little bit of tea, including saying that Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, Rupert Grint, all absolute delights to work with. Very interested in all the cast and crew. Great to see them all again. Very interested in their personal experiences, empathetic and caring, concern for the crew.
That's very cute, particularly when you think of child stars and like you could, how easily you could get warped by that world. So for them to have grown up in that world, really, they were adults by the end, that they were still lovely and just like nice people.
I know, but every interview I see with them, they do seem like really wholesome people who are so appreciative of the opportunity that they got. They're not like, I'm a star.
Get out of my way.
Yeah, which is really nice.
I mean, they never
to
need
see.
To work again. They've earned that much money.
Exactly. So you may as well be nice. Yeah. You know, why be a dick when you're so rich?
So much money,
Now, here's where some of the goss gets a little bit spicier.
Yeah.
So, one of the people from Deuxmoi asked if Emma Watson and Daniel Radcliffe ever hooked up on the set in real life, because they seem to have some chemistry behind the scenes.
Yes, even though she ends up with old Ron Dogg.
I thought she liked Draco Malfoy.
She did. Yeah. I've seen great interview where it's like Daniel had a crush on Emma, Rupert had a crush on Emma, the kid who played Neville had a crush on Emma.
Yes.
Emma had a crush on Draco.
Yes.
Tom Felton, he had a crush on Helena Bonham Carter.
Yes.
Anyway, it says that, I don't know if you know this, but Emma was linked to an actor back then who was about 10 years older than her, and it's kind of controversial in his rep. Have you heard this rumour? And then the person from this website says, oh, Jay Barrymore, yeah, I've heard about that rumour. And they go, no, it's not that person.
Someone else.
It's another actor that likes stickers. I've done some research and I can't work out who that is.
Stickers.
Stickers, as in like bumper children's stickers.
That's all it says. That's all the information we've got.
Stickers. Okay.
What a strange dot point to have on your personalities. Like stickers.
Yeah. Big sticker enthusiast.
Okay. So she wasn't involved in with any of the cast because she's dating someone else?
Apparently so. It's all just alleged.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing is, and I found this quite interesting, is that apparently they built multiple of the same sets for the reunion show in different cities, and they filmed it in different things, and they're going to edit it and stitch it all together so it looks like they're all in the same room, but they are absolutely not, including, I think, Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson will be in the same room, but Rupert Grint is going to be
elsewhere.
Well and truly
that sucks.
Across the
pond. See, you want those three to be in the same room.
Like the Friends reunion. I want to see them all walk out and interact with each other and slap one on the back when they say something funny.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that if you're all on separate screens?
I don't know, but I want to know how tricky the editing is. Like, do they want to make it look like Rupert Grint is literally sitting next to those
like
two?
Like proper Photoshop?
Yeah, or are they just cutting to the cameras that are all just individual shots?
You can't pretend that they're in the same room when they're not, right?
Well,
when two are clearly
recreated the same set, so I feel as though they're going to try and be a little bit tricky about it.
What's Ron doing? You couldn't have flown?
Maybe
couldn't
he's on the outer. Maybe, you know, Daniel and Emma are pretty close. Rupert Grint's like, I just don't care as much, guys.
He did have the growth spurt. He was like a foot taller than both of them. Yeah. He's like, I've left you guys in the past.
Yeah.
With me height.
Did you see what he wore to his first ever premiere? It was like baggy clothes and like a really dodgy jumper.
I love those. Where they're like 11 and they're going to the premiere
they
of their
just
movie.
Don't know.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
I'm looking forward to it. So how do we watch it?
HBO, I think.
Okay.
Which is binge.
HBO.
Which is binge.
Yeah,
same as Sex and the City.
Well,
okay.
There you go.
So that binge subscription, that'll come in handy.
Hey.